name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 2nd of September 2009 and the time is 1:20 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Sure. My name's Catherine Robinson. I'm 25 and I'm from London.
And how are you feeling about going up on the cliff today?
Quite excited and a bit nervous, so yeah, looking forward to it. I think it was just that it was very different from what I've seen up here before, and I liked that lots of people were involved, but also that it was balanced so that the whole of the country was involved, because it could have turned into something which just a lot of Londoners were on. But I like that, I mean, I met someone Scottish outside just now, and I like that it's been for the whole country, so yeah.
And when you first heard that you had your hour on the plinth, how did you react?
I was really surprised, because I'd sort of forgotten about it. And I was just about to go on holiday and I just got the email and I thought, oh gosh, I better say yes before, otherwise I'll be away and miss my slot. So I missed the chance to say yes. So I was very excited, but also sort of thrown, because I didn't know what to do. And I didn't apply with a clear idea of what I wanted to do. I just applied and hoped I might get a spot. So, yeah.
And what is your interpretation of the project? There's not really a brief about what you need to do, but how have you understood that you should spend your hour?
That it was up to whoever was on there to do whatever they wanted, and that it was very flexible and open, and it was about the individual's reaction to the space rather than about a sort of overarching theme for everyone to be involved with. So it was very much an individual project, and something quite different from obviously the other plinths in Trafalgar Square and around London and the UK, which are filled with, you know, famous people and sort of people who've done one great thing, a sort of very static, solid thing, and it's a very different sort of experience to that. So, yeah.
And has that influenced your decision or thought process in deciding what to do?
No, not really. I think what I wanted to do was just be able to make use of the time. I decided that because I volunteer for this charity and it was really quite a good platform for them for publicity and things, that would be a better use of the time than me just sitting up there with my camera and sort of looking out, which would also be great. And I think if it had been sort of 2 or 3 in the morning, I'd have loved to come along and just sort of been quite quiet and reflective and looked at what was going on. But because it was the middle of the afternoon and such a good slot, I thought that really it needed something a bit more done in it than just what I might do on my own. So that's why I took to do something with the charity. Sure. The charity is Kids Company, which is a charity based in South London, and it's run by Camilla Batman-Garu, which I think is how you say her name and I can never remember. And it's an amazing charity which works with vulnerable children and young people in London and really turns their lives around and never gives up on anyone. They have a policy that no one is too bad or too far gone, and it's just fabulous charity to volunteer for, and I mentor for them, and I have a lovely mentee who's just really nice, and I just have a great time with him. So I am just going to be holding up a big banner. I think a couple of people from the charity are coming down to hand out some leaflets, might be throwing out a few sweets to get some of the children there and sort of things, but yeah, just sort of to have a nice time and sort of show people the charity, because it does really good work and it doesn't get funding, so yeah, I wanted to share it with other people.
Will you be talking about it at all, or
I think I will talk about it if people ask me, but I've got quite a few friends and family coming to see me as well, so I'll talk to them. And the idea of the sweets and things is really to get more people there so that the people on the ground can talk more, because I think it'll be easier for them. Obviously yelling from the top, I don't think it'll work as well. I will talk about it if people ask, and you know, I'm happy to, so it'll be quite exciting.
And what is your involvement with the charity normally?
Yeah, I mentor every fortnight, on average, for sort of quite a few hours, so maybe a morning, and I'm going to meet my mentee wherever he is, probably from at home, and then we'll go and do something. So we might go to the cinema, we might go to a museum, we've gone on sort of long walks we went on a walk once along South Bank to Borough Market and all sorts of things. So we just sort of basically hang out and spend time together, and it's, yeah, and that's sort of my regular contribution, so Which I really, really enjoy, and it's very rewarding. And I hope you get something out of it too, because I get lots out of it. But yeah.
What are some of the things that you get out of doing
this? I think it's very easy when you do things like working in an office and living in big cities to feel disconnected from your community, and that what you're doing isn't really making a difference to the world and to other people. And especially when you work for a mining company, which I've got some ethical issues with. But yeah, so it was a way for me to sort of connect with people again, and sort of within my community, and to do something good for other people. And yeah, to do something and sort of do it in a fun way, and that was sort of really could hopefully make a difference to someone's life. So, which sounds very big, and I hope it does a little. So that's sort of why I really got into it. I actually heard an interview on Radio 4 with on Desert Island Discs, and Camilla Amangaru was the guest that week, and she was talking about her life and how she got involved in the charity, and she has the most amazing life and was an Iranian aristocrat, from an Iranian aristocratic family before the revolution, and came to England and when the revolution happened, and could have led, I suppose, a sort of very luxurious sort of cut-off life, and sort of saw the plight of these children and set up this charity and dedicated her life to it, and is the most amazing person. And that's how I heard about it first. And then when I moved to London sort of and was looking for something like this to do, something to be involved with, sort of thought again about that charity. And then, yeah, everybody there is just so nice, and it's just such a lovely, like, I've only been there to actually the sort of centres a few times, because my work's quite sort of separate from the actual centres where the charity works, but everyone there is just so nice, and my mentee is lovely, but yeah, it's really, really very fun experience.
And does the charity tend to work on this one-to-one basis that you do with them, or do they do things as an organisation as a whole as well?
They do things as a whole. They have two centres. One's a sort of young adult and sort of teenage education centre, and so people can study for more qualifications and useful things as well, like how to cook for yourself and, you know, opening bank accounts and all that kind of stuff, which can sometimes get left by the side if you're from a less stable family. So there's that centre, and then there's also another centre for younger children where and sort of parents and things and adults, and there's two quite separate centres, and yeah, they work very well together, and I've been to both now, and they're both very good, nice, friendly, happy places. So,
and what impact would you like to have by going up on the cliff today doing this?
I hope in an ideal world, I'd like everybody who sees me and sees the sign and talks to the people handing out leaflets to give them some money, and maybe also to be involved, because they always need more volunteers and they always need more money, which is the same with every charity. And also, hopefully, it would be quite nice to try and change some people's perceptions about children, problem children, because I think that quite often they get a very bad deal, and people assume that every child wearing a hoodie or something is going to be violent and aggressive or whatever, and it's not necessarily the case. And, you know, I've lived in South London now for 6 years, and I've never had any problems, touch wood, but most of the people you meet, even when you meet them, aren't like that. And I think people are quick to judge people by the cover rather than what's inside, and I, you know, if that comes across a little bit, that would be very nice. So that's my aim.
And what would you personally like to take from the experience today?
I'd just like to sort of see what it's like, really, and sort of see what it's like sort of being a sort of half centre of attention but half not, because I walk past Trafalgar Square every day on my way to work, and I've sort of come through quite a bit and seen it, and at the weekends it's really busy and there's loads of people looking at the person on the plinth, and today when I walk past, because it's a bit drizzly, there weren't that many people around, and I'd quite like to see what it's sort of the experience is like being up there sort of somewhere very public but where you may not actually be getting a lot of attention. So it would be, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it evolves when I'm up there.
Would you mind telling us what it is that you do for a living?
No, I work in an office for a mining company, and I'm actually also looking at the moment of setting up my own business to sell vintage clothes and various hats and accessories that I make. So.
And what would be your ambitions for the future with that?
Well, one of the reasons I'm working for a mining company when having studied medieval history at university is that I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I feel sort of I've got this big ambition but no direction to it, and I'd really like someone to say you should do this, I can go and do that. So at the moment I'm still trying to discover really sort of the longer term goals for sort of particularly with things like my career. But I was going to apply for one of these big graduate schemes and go off to the city, but I think actually I have come to the decision that I would rather have good quality of life than lots of money. So that's one thing I've decided. But at some point my sort of future, probably not having lots of money, but sort of just like to be happy really, and sort of have lived a good life and done things and seen my friends and family and not be locked away in an office. That's the moment is my goal, and to find a career that sort of fits into that and for the future. So.
And what about your interest in
I love dressing up, and I always have. It's pretty much why I studied history as well, because I wanted to be a damsel in distress and, you know, knight in shining armour and all that sort of thing. And that sort of the whole of the theatricality of that, and I've been involved in theatre as well, and I just love that whole thing. And I like putting a lot of effort into what I'm wearing when I think about putting a lot of thought behind into outfits. And I've always liked hats in particular, and I make my own. And sort of fascinated and things, and it was something which was always just a bit of a hobby, and then sort of recently people have been saying we could probably do it as a business and sell them, and I don't know whether I'd sell very many, but it might be quite nice just to try and sort of see. And my job's not particularly demanding, so it's quite a good time to try really. And yeah, so I sort of this is why and where it's going. So.
And what was your involvement in the theatre?
I did acting classes when I was younger at school, and then when I got to university I got involved in the drama society there, and I produced a play in my second year, and then became secretary in my third year and president of the drama society over my master's, and was sort of very involved in really the production side more than the directing and acting. But it's a lot of fun, and I've done it since then. And I've got friends now who are running theatre companies and do things like going up to Edinburgh and putting on plays down here, and I've been involved in that and helped run one of my friends' cabaret nights. And I'm sort of generally sort of involved on the edges of those kinds of things now, so it's a sort of that's sort of a hobby on the sides, which is very enjoyable, and again it's quite a nice balance to my job. And yeah, it's sort of something I wish there was more money in and more of a chance of a good career, because there's not really.
Is it something you think you'll continue to do in the future, stay involved with the different kinds of things?
Yes, yeah, I think so, because I think I've realised, having spent the last 2 years in an office, that I'm more creative than I had assumed. I thought I'd be fine there, and I think actually I need that sort of injection of creativity in my life, otherwise I get a bit, I sort of start bouncing off the walls a bit. So.
And is it something that you like to go and see as an audience member as well?
Yes, yeah, I do a lot of ballet is my favourite to watch, I'm trying to get more into opera, and I'm getting there, and theatre as well. But I also like going to art exhibitions and art galleries and things like that.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
My friends and family. I'm very lucky. I'm very close with my mother and my brother, and a very close circle of friends, and that's, I suppose, enjoying them and enjoying my life now, I think is important, which sounds very selfish. But yeah, it's sort of taking time to be with them and to do things with them, and sort of enjoying London as well, because I just feel there's so much to do here and so much to experience, and I suppose that's what's most important at the moment for me.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you doing this today?
They were really excited. My brother's coming down to watch. He got a flat tire on his bike this morning and is really upset. So I think he's cycling to the bike shop to get a new inner tube so he can get down here to see me, which is very nice. And my grandma's coming as well, and I've got friends coming. So they're all very excited and pleased and being very supportive. And I think quite a few people are watching on the webcam. So yeah, it should be quite nice. They should all be quite involved, which will be fun.
And you've mentioned your involvement in the theatre things. Have you ever taken part in
not really in art projects in at all. I mean, we've Not really. I mean, I did art at school, but nothing like this. So this is really exciting, sort of branching out a bit into something new.
And are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be able to take part in this?
Well, when I heard about it, I really wanted to be involved because it was a sort of, I said that I like the fact that it wasn't London-centric, but also naturally, obviously it is because it's here and in the middle, and because I see it pretty much every day as I walk to work, it's very exciting to be part of this and part of something that reflects the country in London and sort of and something which has been getting quite a lot of coverage, and being part of that's really exciting.
And are you able to summarise what it's been like since hearing that you had a place on the film and how you mm-hmm. felt at that point to this moment?
Initially, I was a bit terrified because I couldn't think what to do. I was really excited at first, and then I was sort of, oh goodness, what am I going to do? Because I've seen a few people who I've been a bit dubious about what they're doing up there, and I thought, gosh, if I'm being nasty and I want to go up, what are other people thinking? So once I sort of thought, no, I'll ask the charity, and once I sort of said yes, would like to be on board, that was sort of much better. And felt calm, much, much better about what I'm going to do up there. I was a little disappointed this morning when I saw it was raining. I was hoping for a sunny day, but I've got my waterproof, so that should be fine. And now I'm just looking forward to getting up there and seeing what it's like. And I think the hour will fly by, although until now I've been thinking, oh, maybe it'll be slow if it's sort of worry wet and things, but I think actually it'll go really quickly, so I'm looking forward to it a lot.
And thinking back to your profile on the mm-hmm. website, do you remember what three words you put to describe yourself?
I didn't actually. Sorry, I couldn't think of just three, so I sort of just left it.
Well, how would you describe yourself here? You don't have to say it in three words, but what would you say about yourself?
I don't know. 26-year-old graduate looking for the future. I'm not really sure. Yeah, I think I'm blonde as well. Died. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.